The skyline of New York City, its skyscrapers jutting into a cloudy sky. Text, Hallmark Channel presents Pride, Prejudice, and Mistletoe. An HP Pride production. Ice skaters circulate around an outdoor ice rink in a park. A horse-drawn carriage trots down a path. A massive Christmas tree twinkles with colored lights in Rockefeller Center. Snow globes dance in a window display. People pose for photos in front of giant Christmas ornament sculptures. A brunette woman walks down the sidewalk in a coat and beanie. She stops at a coffee cart. She hands him a small present.
Good morning, Desmond.
Darcy Fitzwilliam. Every day, like clockwork.
This is for you.
Oh, Darcy, you shouldn't have. Thank you.
He shakes it.
One of the odds is a winning lottery ticket in here. You know, for tuition.
Wait, he got in?
Early acceptance. My son's going to Stanford. The first one in our family.
This is such wonderful, wonderful news. Oh, you must be so proud.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be working here till I'm 106, but it's good. It's good, you know? If only I could afford your minimums, you know, and throw you some of my money to invest with.
Hey, if you want to invest with us, I'll take care of you. Don't worry about our minimums.
Really? You mean my wife could have something for our retirement?
That's what I do.
All right. Well, just for that, coffee's on the house today.
Absolutely not. I am paying. Your son's going to Stanford. So exciting. Hey, Merry Christmas. And we're going to talk when I get back.
Yes, we will. Thank you, Darcy. Merry Christmas.
In an office, Lacey hands a folder to a bald man in a suit.
Let me know if you have any questions about these financial statements. Just call me. I won't be in the office over the holidays, but I'm always available to you.
Well, I'll try and leave you alone so that you can enjoy Christmas.
You can wake me from a deep sleep, Mark. I always have time for my favorite client.
I bet you say that to all your accounts.
Only when I mean it.
And you made the right choice going with you, Darcy.
And I will make sure you never regret it. Merry Christmas, Mark.
Merry Christmas.
Mark leaves. Lacey turns and marches back into the office. She peruses documents while a woman stacks objects on a suitcase.
Okay, I've got all your gifts organized. Home, mailroom, staff, accounting. Great. How did it go with Mark Spencer?
Good. He's happy.
Of course he is. His portfolio's grown 22% in 8 months thanks to you. So why do you look so unhappy?
I'm not unhappy. I'm very, very happy.
And I'm very, very convinced.
I'm fine, Erica. I'm just really looking forward to the break.
From work or from Carl?
Both. My partners aren't exactly thrilled with me right now. But I think as long as I can keep Mark Spencer happy, they have nothing to complain about.
Exactly.
So I'm going to just throw myself into the holidays and not think about all this for a minute.
Well, I think it's great that you're going home for Christmas instead of working through the holidays like last year.
Oh, no, I will be working. My mother's actually throwing the Pemberley League holiday auction. The family who was supposed to do it, they dropped out at the last minute, so we have to basically plan the equivalent of a wedding in about 7 days.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's not the word I would use, but it's just the distraction I need.
Oh, car's here to take you to the airport.
Great.
You've got this.
That's yet to be seen, but let's keep hope alive.
She wheels the suitcase out.
Merry Christmas.
She continues down the office hall, past a woman in a suit.
Off to Ohio.
Yes, but I'm available by phone if you or the other partners need me. I sent an email with the projected profit margins for the accounts, big and small, and the numbers look great, Austin.
Yeah, of course.
I really think we could continue to grow and expand even more if we just lower our investment minimums.
And then there are those who say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You know, when we started this firm, we agreed we'd always hear each other out.
And we will. I hear you. But I don't want you to worry about any of this now, Darcy. You just enjoy the holidays with your family and I'll hold down the fort. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Austin walks away. Darcy blinks and frowns, continuing out the building. Taxis and cars fill the snowy streets.
I'm on my way to the airport now. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, actually, your father arranged a pickup for you because I have a meeting with the caterer and he's still going to be at the office.
Wait, who?
We invited Carl to the auction when you were still together and then...
And he and Dad arranged meetings for this week, so
Mom, really?
He still does work for the company, honey, and he's a good man.
I know he's a good man. I just don't know if he's the man for me. I just need some time to figure things out. It's only been a month.
Well, anyway, you and I are going to be busy with the auction, and he and Dad are going to be busy at work.
Listen, I'll just hire a car for you.
If it's uncomfortable.
No, it's fine. I mean, Carl and I are still friends. I just hope he realizes that's all it is.
I'm sure he does. Have a safe flight. I love you, darling.
Bye, Mom. And the things you are trying to get away from follow you home.
She shakes her head. A plane lands on a long rural runway. Outside, a man with short brown hair leans on a car. Darcy emerges from the airport with her luggage.
Carl.
Hey.
Hey.
Let me help you with that.
No, I can get it.
I know this is weird for you, but your dad booked these meetings and insisted I still come. What could I do? He's my boss.
I know. Once he gets an idea in his mind, it's hard to change it.
Sounds like someone else I know.
He closes the trunk.
Listen, I didn't mean to hurt you, Carl.
I know. And I take responsibility for my part. We were both so busy and I wasn't always present.
It's not just that. It's everything in my life seems to work, and yet I still feel unsettled. I just need some time to clear my head and figure out what I want.
I get it. You need space.
Yeah, and I'm not saying never. Just not while my head is so unclear.
Okay. But I really do believe we're meant to be together.
Darcy fixes him with a look, then smiles and sits in the car's passenger seat. Carl closes the door. A snow-covered small town. Darcy's mother sits at a restaurant counter.
And this one is a turkey pot pie with a whipped garlic mashed potato. It's a little spin on a traditional Christmas dinner. I like to get creative with the classics.
You know, I've thrown dozens of parties, so why is it that I've never heard your name before, Luke?
I'm actually new to the catering scene. I just bought this place 3 months ago. So far, the only thing I've been able to change is the menu.
Well, when my friend said that I had to come for a tasting, I was skeptical, but already, this is so much more than the previous place.
I actually have plans for a full rebrand, a new name, renovations. You won't even be able to recognize this place when I'm done with it.
Man with a plan.
So, the turkey pot pie, on the menu, only for the holidays.
It's the most delicious food I've ever tasted.
Good. Tell your friends.
No, I want to show my friends. I'd like to hire you to cater the Pemberley League auction. My predecessor was going to do all the cooking herself, but then she had to back out. And now everybody's all booked for the holidays.
Well, then it's lucky for you that no one knows that I exist yet. Why don't I come up with a few additional menu items and run them past you?
Come by the house tomorrow?
Absolutely.
With this food, everybody is going to know your name by Christmas Day.
He grins and waves after her.
See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Darcy waves as Carl drives away from a large stone house festooned with Christmas wreaths and garlands. She goes up the front steps and into a wood-paneled entryway.
Darcy! Oh, you're here. I just got in 5 minutes ago. I'm sorry. I didn't pick you up myself, but the caterer went very quickly. A few samples. I was sold.
Well, good. That's one thing off our list.
They hug.
I'm just so happy to have you finally home for Christmas.
Mom, you talk like it's been decades. I missed 2 Christmases, and I just saw you last month in New York.
Well, never enough for me. But anyway, you're here now. Not a moment too soon. We have so much to do, Darcy, and so little time to do it.
Well, let's have a cup of tea, and we will make an action plan. Okay?
Let's go. So, when Marion Beckwith couldn't host it anymore, I couldn't just let it be canceled. I mean, we haven't hosted this in years, but this and Pemberley Carols are the highlights of the season.
Oh, it's been years since I've been to Pemberley Carols. I can almost smell the roasted chestnuts just thinking about it.
Well, it's not for a few days, so if we can squeeze it in, we'll go caroling in the square, and you will get your chestnuts.
That'd be perfect.
Anyway, Marion was behind on everything, which has forced me to play catch-up, and we are low on big-ticket auction items. So this year, I'm going to do something completely different.
Mom shows Darcy a notebook.
Wait, you're auctioning Christmas trees?
Custom Christmas trees. Aren't they exquisite? A charity in Kirkwood had one, and look at the money they raised.
Wait, is that per tree?
Yes. I've hired a top-notch designer to create them in record time, no less, and people are already intrigued. It feels fresh.
Oh, well, I like it even more. Fresh and exciting is just what I need.
Well, you have worked so hard to build something incredible, and I hope that this Christmas you can just enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Dars?
Nothing. Don't get me wrong, Mom. I love my work. I feel like I'm missing something. Anyway, it's good I'm here now. Spending time with family, dinner with Kaylee tonight. It's good.
Well, know that I'm very proud of you. And though your father doesn't admit it often, he is too.
But he would be more so if I came back and worked for him.
Well, I've asked him to lay off the pressure this week.
Thank you. If he hears I'm unsettled, he'll just say I told you so.
No, he won't say that, honey. He'll be thinking it. He just won't say it out loud. He promised.
Thanks, Mom.
Nighttime. Snow falls gently on the house. Darcy unpacks in a bedroom.
Everyone decent in here?
Kaylee!
Hi!
They hug.
So hurry up and finish whatever it is you're doing.
Oh, just researching. 5 tips to throwing a super fundraiser.
Well, the internet will still be here when we get back from dinner, so let's go. We have so much catching up to do.
I just talked to you a few weeks ago.
Well, I have more to tell now.
Oh.
I didn't want to say anything until I knew it was something, but the new man in my life, Jim Bennett.
Wait, Jim Bennett. Why do I know that name? Did he go to Pemberley High? Wait a second. Is he Luke Bennett's brother?
Yes, but please don't hold that against him.
What do you mean? Luke Bennett and I had a silly high school rivalry like 2 decades ago.
You guys used to fight all the time.
We did not fight. We debated, which is what you do on the debate team.
On the stage, yes, but you guys took it off the stage. To the cafeteria, the hallways.
Okay, fine. But I'm sure we both have changed. I mean, I know I have.
Good, because we're having dinner with Jim tonight. And Luke might be there. And by might, I mean he will, because he owns a tavern now.
Great. Yeah, no problem.
Darcy purses her lips. Evening, the restaurant. Luke sets down a beer for Jim.
Look at you, making a name for yourself on the Pemberley party circuit.
Still got a long way to go, but at least the place is half full tonight.
Hey, don't sell yourself short. It was always your dream owning a restaurant, and now you're doing it. Dad would be proud.
Well, let's just hold off on the celebration until the vision's complete.
Soon enough, little brother, soon enough.
Kaylee and Darcy.
And I'm hoping you'll come to my white elephant party tomorrow night just for a little bit. Luke's letting me have it here because my place is so small.
Yeah, of course I'll come. I mean, I never have enough pointless gifts in my life. Luke Bennett.
Darcy Fitzwilliam.
Okay, I'm gonna go sit with Jim.
Kaylee walks in.
My old sparring partner.
Who are you calling old?
Never you. You look good. I heard that you got in today.
Yeah, something like Christmas in Pemberley, right?
I'm surprised to hear you say that. From my understanding, you've missed the last few.
And how would you know that? Have you been checking up on me?
People talk around here. It's the information superhighway.
Really? That's interesting, because I heard that you've actually been in Cincinnati until recently.
So now who's doing the checking up? I'm flattered.
No, don't be. It was on the alumni website.
Yeah, along with 300 other bios, and you remembered mine? I'm honored to be on your radar. The great and charmed Darcy Fitzwilliam. Always destined for huge success.
You say that almost like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm happy for you. We should all be so lucky.
Oh, luck. Yeah, I mean, maybe it's not so much luck. Maybe it's, you know, hard work.
A little luck on the side.
And I could say the same for you. I mean, you own a restaurant. It's not nothing.
That is double negative.
And you're still correcting me? Really? After all these years, you just can't help yourself?
You know, really, I think that you should be thanking me. I think I deserve a little bit of credit for your success.
Really? Wow, is that so?
We challenged each other. That is why we went all the way to state.
Oh, okay, so see, all these years later, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was some secret reverse psychology you were using on me.
Or maybe I just knew a good team when I saw one.
Okay.
I'll get you guys some menus.
Darcy to Kaylee.
Oh, I think it's safe to say he hasn't changed.
Darcy's parents' home illuminated at night. Inside, Darcy gazes at a closed door on the first floor. She sighs and walks toward it. Inside, a gray-haired man types on a laptop at a big wooden desk. Darcy peeks in the door.
Darcy.
Hi, Dad.
He hugs her.
Hi. How was your dinner with Kaylee?
It was good. It was nice. We had fun.
I'm sorry I wasn't here when you got in, but we'll have plenty of time over the holidays to catch up. Your mother has saved the Christmas tree so we can all decorate it together.
I'm sure she did. It is one of our best traditions.
Your brother gets in the day after tomorrow, so that's when we'll do it. We're so thrilled to have everyone here this year. Especially when your mother said you were a little bit unsettled.
Everything's fine, Dad. I just needed a break.
Well, if you came back and worked for me, you could have all...
I think you made a promise to Mom.
Oh, she mentioned that.
Yeah, forewarned is forearmed, right?
I will do my best, but I will never apologize for wanting your incredible talent at my company.
That means a lot to me, Dad. It really does, but... I needed to make it on my own, and I feel like there's more I can do.
Like what?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Understood. I promise I will not mention it again.
Until you do.
I could slip.
Mom sits writing and looking at Christmas tree photos. Darcy comes in.
Good morning. Okay, I have mapped it all out. We're going to have past hors d'oeuvres, and then we're going to have a dessert station right in front of the bay window in the living room. Right by the silent auction items. And I was thinking, what if they lined the perimeter of the dining room with the trees and had the auction there?
Wow, you have really thought this through.
I want to outraise previous years.
Oh, I hope we can. As I said, Marion was behind on everything, including collecting donations for the auction. I just hope those trees are as great as the designer says they're going to be.
Don't you worry, Mom. This year has the Fitzwilliam name attached to it. I am going to make sure it is the best year yet.
Oh, that must be the caterer. Your father will let him in. But come, and I'll introduce you because you're going to be working with them anyway.
Great.
Mom and Darcy rise. Luke stands in Tay entryway.
Thank you for helping us on such short notice.
Darcy's eyes widen.
Luke.
Darcy.
He nods.
You two know each other?
We went to high school together.
We were both on the debate.
That's right. I'm so sorry for not making the connection yesterday. Well, this is perfect because you two already know how to work well together. You did take that state championship.
Yeah. Darcy and I always did make a great team.
Yeah.
Darcy forces a smile.
Okay, so I have put together a few different menus for you, but it really depends on which direction you're going to be going with your theme.
Well, we're benefiting the Pemberley Youth Center, so we're calling it A Season for Giving.
Yeah, I guess that works. Let me show you what I had in mind. This whole place becomes a winter wonderland. We remove all the furniture. Food table goes here, right by the window, with a presentation to go along with the motif.
That's actually where I'm putting the dessert table.
Okay, just hear me out for a second. The guests, they mingle here by the roaring fire. We give it a nice, inclusive living room feel, and the food has a contemporary twist.
Pancetta wrap, beef tenderloin with horseradish cream, honey roasted figs, Yule log with cognac glaze. Luke, you've done a lot for one day.
I want it to be more than just food, Mrs. Fitzwilliam. I want it to be an experience.
Please, call me Gloria. Mrs. Fitzwilliam is my mother-in-law's name, and she hates sharing that title.
Will do.
This is all very innovative, Luke, and I love the winter wonderland feel. It's warm and cozy.
Yeah, but the theme is a season for giving.
Inside winter wonderland.
Right, but I've actually already mapped this out. You know, the decorations, the tables, the silent auction area.
So you can meld the two together. Your ideas and Luke's. In fact, Luke, we could really use someone with your instincts to help Darcy execute the whole event.
Mom, I really don't.
I don't think that's...
No, in the past, I always had an event planner, but at the 11th hour, no one was available, and we are on such a time crunch.
I appreciate that.
You know, people who come to this fundraiser throw parties. Lots of parties. This could be the best publicity you could ever wish for. And, darling, I know you like to do things your way, but just accept the help. You two handle your end. I'll find more auction items, and together, we just might pull this off.
All right, well, I guess we better get shopping.
For my theme.
Actually, it's our collective theme.
Sure, why not?
Darcy's smile falls. She and Luke shop.
Look, setting up for Pemberley Carols.
Oh, it's so nice. I hope we can come. In 4 days, though, there's just so much to do. And it's my mom. Okay, she needs me to pick up an auction item at the gift store down here.
And I need to get on my supply order and call the service to hire extra wait staff since your mother loved my idea so much.
Wow, you're just gonna keep reminding me of that forever, aren't you?
Probably, yeah.
Listen, have you ever catered an event before?
Yeah, I cater a restaurant full of people every day.
It's not the same thing.
Have you ever thrown a charity event before?
No, but my family has, and I've always helped out.
So it's not the same thing. We're both rookies here.
No, I'm not a rookie because I've thrown other types of parties.
And I've fed other types of people. I think I'm up to the task.
Okay, well, good, because this party has to be a success, and I don't do anything halfway.
Good. Neither do I.
Okay, good. Then we're in agreement.
Good. I have nothing else to say.
Good. I'll be right back.
She tosses Voss into the back of his truck and marches into a store, pausing to admire the tree and red dresses in the Christmas window display. Inside are racks of clothes and jewelry.
Hi, I'm Darcy Fitzwilliam. I'm here to pick up a donation for the Pemberley League holiday auction. Are you Charlene Johansson?
Yes, of course. I have it right over here.
Great. Your store is so beautifully decorated. That Christmas tree in the window is just amazing.
Thank you. I'm trying to build up my clientele. I do interior design on the side, and this place at Christmas tends to be a good conversation starter.
She hands Darcy a package.
I'm sorry, it's not much. I wish I can do more.
This is beautiful. Really, we appreciate your donation so much. I'll make sure you're properly credited.
Anything for the Pemberley League. Merry Christmas.
Darcy carries the package outside.
Okay. Have the silent auction item, and I think we're good on decorations.
Okay, well, I can take you home. But then I have to get back to the restaurant to start to prep for Kaylee's party. So you will have to start decorating alone.
Oh, I mean, you know what they say. If you want something done right, do it yourself.
Well, unless you're racing on a bicycle built for two.
Carl.
Darcy!
Oh, Carl, hi!
I was actually going to meet your dad up the street. Did you see that 4J Medical closed at $25 a share?
I did. It practically doubled.
That's a good call, Darcy, putting your clients in that one.
Sometimes an instinct pays off.
Carl glances at Luke.
Stocks. Boring business stuff.
Sorry, Carl Downs. This is Luke Bennett. He's our
caterer. We're old friends.
We're old friends, and he's actually catering the auction.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, Carl works for my dad, and he actually heads up our New York office, since my dad is mostly here in Pemberley.
The men regard each other.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. I guess I'll see you soon.
Yeah, see you soon.
They shake hands. Carl walks away, looking once over his shoulder.
So what was that about?
It's a long story.
Darcy's parents' house at night. She hangs an ornament on the mantel garland. Her mom and dad come in.
Keep the momentum going. Oh, hi, honey.
Hey.
That is going to be so beautiful.
But why don't you save the decorating for later since you have Kaylee's party?
I was just getting a head start. I mean, it is no easy task making this place a winter wonderland.
We can do the Christmas tree tomorrow night when your brother gets here.
We'll get it done. Go have fun with your friends.
Darcy answers her phone.
Erica, you're there late.
Darcy, something very weird is going on around here.
What do you mean?
Partners meeting.
Tomorrow afternoon.
I don't know anything about a partners meeting.
I kind of think that's the point.
Well, I wasn't invited.
I overheard Austin's assistant talking about it in the break room. You're definitely not invited.
Well, I imagine I will be the topic of conversation at this meeting.
So what are we going to do?
Listen, don't tell anyone I know about it.
And patch me in via video conference.
An ambush. I love it.
No, it's not an ambush, but we're partners. I mean, if they have something they want to say to me, they should say it to my face.
She hangs up. Dad listens from the door.
Darcy, everything all right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's all good.
Oh, okay. I'm here if you need me.
Thanks, Dad.
Have a good time tonight, huh?
Night, Dad.
He turns and leaves. She sits and sighs. The main road of the small town at night. Kaylee plucks a piece of paper from a Christmas cookie jar.
All right. Who is white elephant number 9?
That's me.
Oh, Darcy, come on up and choose a present under the tree. Or if you like, you can steal one of these already open gifts. We have the cross-eyed owl or the talking golf putter.
Wow, as wonderful as those seem, I am going to choose a new one. And I choose this.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Darcy, you know the rules. If it's wearable, you have to put it on.
An apron that says, I bake it, you'll eat it.
Yes! All right, you guys, let's take a little break. We have to try some of Luke's amazing
Luke and Anglers.
It is the rules.
Wow, this is just, I mean, it's everything I ever wanted. What are the rules as far as how long we have to keep this stuff on?
I don't know, but I'm guessing it's at least January 1st.
What? No way, that's not fair, because you look, I mean, yours looks really, really great.
Yeah.
Listen, don't tell anybody, but the second I get to my car, I'm taking this off.
Are you leaving?
Well, I mean, not right this second, but soon, yeah. We have to start so early tomorrow, and we're already behind as it is, and... God, there's just so much weighing on this.
You okay?
Fine. I just... There's some stuff going on at the office. It's nothing major.
Do you want to talk about it? I'm actually, pretty good listener.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? You listen just enough to take the contrary position.
You take the pro and I'm the con.
I don't know if you want to call yourself a con.
Noted. Look, Darcy, over the next few days, we're in this together. You're going to let me in eventually. So why all the mystery?
There's no mystery. What you see is what you get.
I am not buying this. Everything's fine routine. The stuff that's going on with your company, the guy who works for your dad. Maybe I can help.
She shakes her head.
I don't need help.
She and Luke turn away from each other. Later, he takes out the trash. Darcy strides toward the door, staring at her phone. They almost collide.
Oh, sorry. You first.
No, you first.
I insist.
I insist more.
You have a job to do.
Customer goes first. One of us needs to step away pretty quick here.
Why?
He points up to mistletoe.
Are you kidding me? Really? You put mistletoe in the doorway?
What? It's tradition.
It started by ancient civilizations who believed it warded off evil spirits. I also think it's poisonous.
Please, it's mistletoe. It's, you know, it hangs there, people kiss. Christmas.
Are you telling me you don't actually know the significance of a kiss under the mistletoe? Huh, is the great Luke Bennett losing his touch?
No. I'm just a little unprepared, but I will research it and I'll get back to you. Although, I do think that we should probably honor its tradition.
He smiles at her.
Don't hold your breath.
She brushes past him. He grins. Snow falls on the parents' house. The parents sit with a young couple. Darcy comes downstairs.
Well, I got some pushback, but I said either I'm taking Christmas week off to be with my family, or... I'm finding another hospital.
It's been madness. He's working in the ER, what, 3-4 nights a week? He gets home when I'm leaving for work.
Like two shifts passing in the morning.
Well, I said to Dad, we are waiting till everyone is here before we decorate the tree.
We'll do it tonight.
I can't think of anything more wonderful than having my whole family here at Christmas.
I second that.
Oh, can't believe I'm actually seeing you in person.
Hi.
Grown.
What are you talking about? We FaceTime every other day.
Yeah, I know. I'm just happy to see you unpixelated.
I can't believe no one woke me when you guys got here.
We thought this feels we complete just... now.
Yes. And at last, there were six.
No, we're just five. Carl and I broke up. He's still in town, but we are just five.
We're not talking about Carl. We're six now.
Or at least we will be in June.
This is wonderful.
What a blessing.
I don't know what we're going to do with our schedules, but...
We're going to make it work.
Yes.
I feel happy.
Get something for us to toast with.
Cocoa would be nice. I'll help.
And I'm going to go upstairs and freshen up. That red eye was brutal, so... Mwah.
I can't believe this.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Wow, the best news. I can't believe it. First you get promoted to attending position and now you're gonna be a dad. Yeah. So happy for you, Parker.
Yeah, I'm happy for you too, Darce. We're both making it happen.
Getting everything we always wanted.
Yep.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Darcy.
I look at your life and it is so beautiful and complete, and I look at my life and I don't know, is this what I'm working toward?
What about Carl?
Yeah, it just wasn't progressing. Nothing seems to be, I don't know, just being home and seeing everyone so settled, it's just kind of shined a light on all that, you know?
Dad putting the pressure on you to come back?
He's on his best behavior, but I know he's secretly hoping I'm gonna take over after he retires. I can tell. He has the worst poker face.
Yeah, but you're still digging in your heels like you do.
Well, you know, can't help myself. I don't know, maybe the problem is I'll never be satisfied.
And maybe you're looking for satisfaction in all the wrong places.
They look at each other. Darcy with ornaments. Her mom comes downstairs on the phone.
Are you serious? So I don't understand why you would take this on in the first place. This is completely unacceptable.
Wait, what's going on?
The designer for the trees. She's out.
What? Why?
She must have obviously overbooked herself, and she's probably a terrible businesswoman.
Okay, what are we gonna do? I mean, if we want to make money, we need a professional.
I know. I've got other people I can call, but this close to the holidays? See who's available. I don't know what I was thinking to take this on, and I don't know how I could have ever done it without you.
I'm happy to help. Mom, just figure out the designer. I'll handle the rest of the logistics.
Hi.
Luke.
So I'm here, and I brought my truck as requested.
Great, thanks, Luke. Okay, so you guys go pick up the trees. I'll try and find another designer.
But why do we need his truck, and what trees?
Oh, the lot downtown is donating trees for the foyer in the living room.
Wait, what happened to the designer?
Mom, why would you call Luke? I could totally take Parker's car. I can handle this.
You're gonna pick up three Christmas trees by yourself in a rental car.
I would have figured it out.
Well, now you don't have to. So you two, go pick up the trees. I'm gonna try and stop this event from imploding.
Wait, what happened to the designer?
I'll tell you on the way.
Darcy and Luke get out of the truck at the Christmas tree lot.
Why don't you just wait here and I'll get the guy to bring the trees over.
Luke nods, lips pursed.
Hi, I'm here for the trees that were donated.
The man points. Darcy glances at Luke.
You want some help?
No, I got it.
She waves him off and marches to the wrapped up trees on the ground. She struggles to hoist one.
Are you sure? Because it looks like you could use some help.
I'm totally fine.
You're doing great. Yeah, just two more after that.
Yep, just two more.
She knocks into a row of trees that fall like dominoes, ending with a decorated tree. The worker glares.
I'm so sorry.
How about now? You want some help now?
Yeah, it would appear that I would.
No, you gotta say it like you mean it. I, Darcy Fitzwilliam, would love your help.
Just get over here and help me, please.
Thought you'd never ask.
I cannot believe this. I'm so sorry. We're gonna pick them up. Well, he's gonna pick them up. Yeah. Thank you.
The worker watches, shaking his head. Darcy and Luke load the trees.
Just go ahead, say it.
Wasn't gonna say anything.
You were dying to. It's written all over your face.
Okay. Why do you go through life like you always have something to prove?
Because I'm a Fitzwilliam. Everyone assumes I've had everything handed to me my whole life. And there's nothing I can do to convince them I've actually earned my place. I mean, you said it yourself. You said it was DNA and luck that got me where I am.
He cocks his head.
Well, I didn't really mean that. I always envied how easy you had it, and maybe you just made it look that way.
I always thought the same thing about you. You were always so charming and magnetic. I mean, you didn't have to try, and you win every single time.
I always felt like I had to try extra hard to win. It's no different when you're not a Fitzwilliam.
Her smile disappears.
So is that why you never went to work for your dad?
No, I did work for my dad. Yeah, and he taught me everything I know. But when it came time for promotion, I passed. I could see the way people looked at me in the office, and I knew I'd never have their respect.
Why do you care what people think?
I don't.
Who are you trying to prove yourself to? There's not a single person in this town who ever doubted that you do something exceptional with your life. You don't have to prove anything.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They close the truck bed. At her parents' house, Darcy speaks on the phone.
Okay, Erica, I'm on. Here goes, patching you in.
Just table that till later.
Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm late for the partners meeting. What did I miss?
She appears on screen.
With it being the holidays, we didn't want to ruin your trip with trivial details.
Oh, I'm interested in all details, trivial or otherwise.
The partners eye each other. Austin folds her hands.
Then I'll just come out and say it. We're all in agreement that if potential clients can't meet our investment minimums,
we don't have the resources to support them.
It will pay for itself in the long run.
Our goal has always been to compete with the biggest Wall Street players.
And we're almost there.
Yes, and by opening ourselves up to all potential investors, that only gets us there faster.
But Darcy, with all due respect, that's not the vision we have for this firm. And I think everyone at this table is in agreement with that.
So what are you saying?
Either stay on this train or hop off at the next station.
Darcy blanks.
I'm not selling my share.
Understood, Darcy.
Why don't we all enjoy our holidays and we'll table this conversation until after the first of the year.
Darcy closes her laptop and goes downstairs.
No, I totally understand. It really is short notice. So thank you anyway. Bye.
Still no luck finding a designer?
4 days before the event and no one's available. Imagine that.
Well, I did get Kaylee's uncle to donate a gold bracelet from his jewelry store, so there's that. I'm gonna go pick it up now.
Oh, thank you, darling. That's wonderful. But the trees, they're a big ticket item.
Look, I don't know what we're gonna do, but we're gonna figure something out, Mom.
Well, better do it soon.
Crowds bustle on sidewalks carrying shopping bags. Darcy waves to someone. She passes by the store with the tree and red dresses in the window and gives it a long look. She goes inside.
So you made it.
Around this time of year, most of my interior design jobs are Christmas decorating. That window is my calling card. The tree's really auction off for a lot.
Yes, and yours is just as beautiful as the ones at the Kirkwood auction.
You can definitely have that one, but how many more will you need?
Five. I know, but you can have all the help you could possibly need from me and my entire family. And it would be a great opportunity for you as well.
Okay. Count me in. You have a truck that could fit that tree?
No, but I know someone who does.
Luke.
So Charlene will put the tree back together tomorrow, and I'm just glad we're able to bring most of the stuff to the house tonight. I just hope she's able to finish all these trees in time.
Well, a few trees are better than none, and I'll do whatever I can to help out.
Oh, good. Thank you. And she said her supplier is actually going to be donating all the tree trimmings.
Best thing about Pemberley? We show up for each other.
And I'm glad it's Charlene and not just, you know, not some fancy designer. We need her more than she needs us.
You really like helping people.
Don't tell anyone. I don't want to ruin my image of being all charmed and spoiled.
My lips are sealed. Let's say we take a little break. Just maybe an hour, check out Pemberley Carols. It's not like we can do much without Charlene tonight anyways. It looks like everyone else is going.
It is a big night for the town.
So, what do you think?
I think we are going caroling. And I'm finally going to get my roasted chestnuts.
You know, I've actually never even tried a roasted chestnut.
What? Okay, there are so many things wrong with that statement. Least of which, you're a chef.
Is it criminal?
Yeah, it's totally criminal.
Evening, a crowd gathers under a sign, Pemberley Carols, into a plaza with neon Christmas decorations.
Smell that?
Yep. Oh, smells great. What is it? Home.
And chestnuts.
My girl came through for me today.
Darcy always comes through. Oh,
it's just a step in the right direction.
Making spirits bright, what fun it is to silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright.
The family stands by a roasted chestnut stand. Darcy turns to Luke.
Chestnuts?
Luke grins and follows her to the stand.
Hey, I am primed and ready. I hope that you didn't oversell.
Well, if I did, it just means more for me, so it's a win. Hi. Thank you.
All right.
They eat the chestnuts.
You lose. I like it. I already know what I'm going to do with them. I'm mentally preparing a dish right now.
You love what you do. You do. I can see it when you talk about it.
Passed down from my dad. His love for food was infectious. Every day. 6 p.m., family dinner, before I go work the night shift. That was his rule.
Your dad was a good guy. I remember he never missed a debate.
Yeah. You know, the plan was, after culinary school, that I would open a restaurant with him. His family style. And I was off in Cincinnati working and saving.
Luke's brow furrows.
Life happens. I wasn't going to give up on our dream. I'm just doing it alone.
He was a good man. I bet he'd be proud.
I'd be happy to be half the man that he was. Just, you get to a point in life when someday becomes now and you just got to go for it, full on.
I think that's why I felt like I just had to break it off with Carl.
I knew it. I knew there was something going on with you and that guy.
I mean, was it the crippling awkwardness that gave it away?
Well, it could have been the daggers that he's been staring at me.
No, he doesn't mean anything by it. He's a good guy. He's the perfect guy. Perfect job. Perfect life.
Well, sometimes perfect only exists on the surface. I've been there, my last relationship.
And you can't stay in something just because it makes sense on paper.
That is exactly where I was.
Yeah, I think that's why it's been good for me to take a step back this week and just look at the big picture.
Yeah, and then the question becomes, do you really want to step back in?
Carly snaps a photo.
Look, you two are sitting underneath the mistletoe. You know what that means?
They look up.
Oh, yeah, mistletoe. It's a great question, actually. What does a kiss under the mistletoe mean?
I haven't had the time.
Really?
I've been a little busy.
Please.
All right, I'm on it.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I do have to say, though, you are every ounce the man your dad was.
He gazes at her for a long moment and nods. She kisses his cheek. They smile at each other and stand, holding hands. In Darcy's parents' house, Luke carries a tub of Christmas decorations.
This is the last of them.
Oh, you can just put it there next to Charlene's supplies. Thanks. Cocoa, everyone.
Okay, so I should get going.
No, look, stay. Have some cocoa.
The more the merrier, I always say.
Yeah, stay.
Okay.
It's lopsided.
Oh, yeah, you know what? It needs to go up a little bit on the left.
What? Yeah, it needs to be, you know, perfectly symmetrical. Have I taught you nothing?
Perfectionist, both of you.
I mean, he can take out an appendix, but can't hang Christmas lights.
Yeah.
So, I ran into Sally Bassman just as we were leaving tonight. Ticket sales are down. I suspect it's the rumor mill, us taking it on at the late stage and then losing the designer, but why do people have to talk so much?
Okay, so we change the narrative. You know, we talk about the youth center and how it benefits them.
Yeah, maybe we do an email blast to the Pemberley League's entire mailing list.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, Kaylee's a graphic designer. I'm sure she could come up with something great for us.
Now that is a good idea.
I could talk to my brother, have him reach out to the clientele at his law firm, too.
Yeah, and Dad's clients. Those are the people who would come to this event anyway.
Yeah, many of them are, but I'll be happy to reach out to the others.
Okay, let's create new buzz.
I think it's time for the tree topper.
Oh, well, I'm not allowed to climb, lift, or eat sushi. I know this doesn't apply to what we're doing here, but I'm really gonna miss sushi.
Darcy, why don't you do the honors?
Okay. Can you grab a ladder?
Yeah.
Luke offers Darcy his hand and she takes it, stepping up on a ladder and placing the frilly gold angel on top of the tree. The family smiles at it.
Next part, it's my job.
Edward, get the lights.
Dad turns off the lights and the tree's twinkling lights illuminate. The couples hug each other.
So pretty.
Luke and Darcy lock eyes. He leans in slightly, then looks away. Darcy reaches for her phone.
I think it's a bit thin.
Erica, it's so late.
I was finishing your end statements. Have you checked your email recently?
No, why?
Austin didn't waste any time.
Wait, what's going on?
A message from the Maberlys.
They want Austin on their account from now on. She's poaching my client? She is trying to drive me out.
Clearly.
I knew she was a snake. Listen, I need you to call Mark Spencer and let him know I need to speak with him immediately. I'm gonna leave him a message as well.
Yes. Okay, we need to get to him
before Austin tells him who knows what. That's what I intend to do. Thank you, Erica.
Work call? This hour?
Yeah. You know the old story. Go into business with people, operate with integrity, and they try to drive you out anyway.
That story. Hate that story.
Yeah, me too. The one time I didn't do everything on my own.
It's okay to put your trust in people, Darcy. Some of us still know your worth. Good night.
Good night.
She looks ahead as he walks off. Daytime, Darcy enters her parents' kitchen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Coffee's ready.
Oh, good.
Darling, do you mind running over to the Pemberley Youth Center? They've got a banner that they're going to be displaying at the auction, and I was to be there at 9 to meet with the director, but now I have to meet with the Pemberley League board.
Really? Why?
They didn't say. But I'm afraid with the low ticket sales, they just might pull the plug on the whole thing, and that would be just so upsetting for the children.
I'll keep reaching out to my client base.
Yeah, I can reach out to mine, too. Well, most of them. And I know people nearby. I'm sure at the very least they'd be happy to donate to a good cause.
I don't think they're going to pull the plug this late in the game.
Well, we'll soon find out.
You know what? Luke's on his way over. Why don't you let us grab the banner, and then you tell the board we've got it under control. Good luck.
Mom leaves. Dad and Darcy smile at each other. Luke and Darcy walk with a woman in the Pemberley Youth Center, a brick building.
And it's all thanks to the support of the Pemberley League. In fact, those kids playing volleyball back there, every piece of equipment was the result of last year's holiday auction. Art supplies, music. We even have a youth choir now.
Kids do crafts and sing. Luke and Darcy watch, smiling.
Banner. Come on down, kids.
Banner. The youth center thanks the Pemberley League.
As a way to say thank you, they picked it out themselves.
A card.
Thank you. This is so sweet.
All right, everyone. You can go back to making your gingerbread houses.
You know what? That's how we sell tickets. We give the people something like that, something that moves them.
We could see if they'll perform at the auction.
Yeah, but that's only good the day of. We need people to know about these kids before then. Wait, what if we put some sort of video in the email blast? You know, we put a face on it, and that'll get people to show up.
I've got a really great camera on my phone.
Great, I think we should tell Beverly.
Oh, wait. I've been thinking, and I'm going to waive my catering fee. All the money needs to go to the event. Not overhead.
Luke, no, you can't do that. You need the money for supplies and staff and to help with your renovations.
So I just put it off for a little while. It's worth it.
She puts her hand on her chest.
I don't know what to say. You know, my parents, a lot of their friends are investors. And they invest in things other than the stock market.
And would these fine friends perhaps be coming to the auction?
I know a few who are, yes. And if there's anything they love more than a good business idea, it's a good meal.
They nod. In the living room, Darcy talks on her phone. Dad and Carl come in.
Hi, Mark. It's Darcy Fitzwilliam again. Sin, could you call me back as soon as you get this? It's very important. I'm available on the cell anytime. Thank you.
I think I should go to New York for a meeting with him.
It would certainly help secure the account if you're there in person.
Great. Darcy.
Hi.
I'm going to be in New York the second week in January. Make time for dinner?
Maybe all three of us.
Yeah, we can definitely find a date that works for everyone.
What time does the designer come?
Around 3.
Well, Carl and I will finish our work and then we'll help out.
Happy to be of service.
Sure, that sounds great. Thanks, you guys.
The men go into the study. Mom comes in and hangs her coat.
Hey, how'd it go with the board?
Well, they're not pulling the plug. Yes. I think they just needed to be reassured I did my best. And I'm having them send their email list directly to you.
Okay, great. Well, Kaylee and Luke are in the kitchen editing the video now, so it should go out today.
Okay, not a moment too soon.
All right.
Carly watches a video with the kids next to Luke in the kitchen. Darcy.
How's it going?
Okay, so the link works. I just need to merge these contacts. And it's sent.
Thank you so much. I will make sure everyone knows how helpful you were.
Good, because I'm a one-woman show and I could use the publicity.
Well, that is the idea.
Okay, see you guys later. I'm going to go meet your brother.
Thank you, Kaylee. I wanted to tell you, too, I'm going to put a sign on the table that you donated all the food.
You don't have to do that. I'm bringing business cards.
No, we're doing it for everybody. You're not that special.
And here I thought it was because you were warming to me.
But the sign is still going to have to say Metro Tavern because you still don't have a new name.
Darcy, it's not a decision that can be taken lightly. It's like naming your child or naming a pet. There's no going back.
Right. I get it. And you want it to feel like they're at your table.
Yes.
That's it. Luke's table. It's so simple.
He blinks.
I bet you cannot believe you didn't come up with that yourself.
I may have had a fleeting thought once or twice.
Well, you're not the only one with good ideas around here, buddy. Okay?
Charlene's here and needs help unloading. Give us a hand, Luke?
Sure.
Snowflakes fall on Luke and Darcy as they unload tubs of decorations from the back of a car. When Darcy's back is turned, Luke hits her with a snowball. He turns away when she looks and shrugs.
What?
No, you did not.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I must have just imagined it.
She glares with a tight smile and chucks her own snowball at his back when he ascends the stairs.
Oh, guess you just imagined that too, huh?
Oh, really?
You started this.
Yeah, and I'm gonna finish it.
Don't count on it.
They toss snowballs at each other.
Okay.
I definitely won.
She carries a tub inside. Decorator.
I didn't have too much time to plan, but I think I've come up with some designs you'll really like.
Well, if they are half as beautiful as the one from your store.
I've got everything we need, and I think we can get them done in time with all hands on deck.
You have me until tomorrow. I've got a lot of food prep.
And if you need some help, we can come after the trees are finished.
I will. That would be great.
You know what I was thinking? What if we curtained off this room and we kept the trees a surprise, you know, when they were this big reveal after the guest arrived?
I think that's a perfect idea. Keep the suspense up.
All right, then. Let's get started.
Hey.
They busily look at directions and hang ornaments. A sparkling bell, a house, a nutcracker. Luke wraps a tree in a gold ribbon, wrapping Darcy up in the process.
Perfect.
What's happening?
What's that?
Oh, this is great.
That's a good look for you. Okay.
I actually have to.
Okay. Here, spin out. Oh.
She frees herself and answers her phone.
Hello, Darcy Fitzwilliam.
Carl stares at Luke.
Erica, hi. Did Mark Spencer call back?
No, but I think it's time for you to come back.
Why? What's wrong now?
Another client just jumped ship to Austin Avery.
Who?
Gamble.
Whatever Austin is saying to poison them against me, it must be good. I made him a lot of money.
Austin's purposely doing this while you're gone. You need to come back here and fight.
I can't. The event is in 2 days. Listen, please keep calling Mark Spencer. I will do the same. He's the key.
She shakes her head.
Are you okay?
Carl stands behind her.
Yeah, Great.
Look, I'm not going to say anything about us or your business or even working for your dad. I just want you to know that I'm here for you.
Her lips and eyelids flutter.
That means a lot to me, Carl. Thank you.
He smiles and walks away, hands in pockets. She sighs. Nighttime. Darcy eats pie in the kitchen. Dad enters.
Hi, Darcy. I didn't know anyone was here.
Want some pie? It's chocolate with an eggnog swirl. It's Luke's recipe.
You don't have to invite me twice. You had me at pie.
They eat the pie.
You know, today, I was looking around, you know, when we were working on the trees, and I was thinking, the house feels alive.
Yeah, it's the Christmas spirit. It's contagious.
So, what's the occasion for such a decadent treat?
I think it's the phrase, pie clears the mind.
Her smile falters.
You want to talk about it?
Dad, are you happy in your work? I mean, you've built this incredible empire, but are you really happy?
Well, work isn't only about the job. Sometimes it's about what kind of footprint you want to leave after you're gone.
Yeah, it's really important to you.
Well, I was always determined to build something that would outlast me.
Yeah, me too. And we have.
That's why it meant so much to me to have you be a part of it.
Dad, if you value me so much, you have to value my judgment.
I do. I just know you're unhappy. This stuff with your partners, maybe it's a message that it's time to move on. You know, Carl's a great young man, and the two of you together would take my company through the stratosphere.
Dad, the problem with that is, that's what would make you happy.
I just want what's best for you.
I know, I just... I mean, I'm being pushed out. My best client isn't calling me back. I don't know what's best for me.
You know what I've always told you and your brother? When somebody tries to wrong you, do you cave or do you fight?
My default has always been to fight. But I guess this time I just don't know if I would be fighting just to win.
Well, there's another part to that advice that I should have added. Walking away isn't always a sign of weakness. Sometimes it's an even bigger show of strength.
Thanks, Dad.
Come on, what you needed is more pie.
A cloudy day in the small town. Luke prepares trays of food in the restaurant kitchen. Darcy comes in.
Hi. So my parents are helping Charlene finish the last tree, so you have your sous chef.
Good, because your mom just texted me the final head count.
I know. I think the video's working. I mean, we've gotten more ticket sales just since the email went out.
Yeah, we have so much to do to get ready for tomorrow.
I know, and we need to get started because I have to go shopping to buy a dress. I mean, I can't wear this.
Apron.
See? Aren't you glad that you didn't re-gift it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this just... Wow, this smells incredible. I mean, it smells like Christmas. I had no idea you were such a talented chef.
He narrows his eyes.
Here, why don't you take some pies out of the oven to let them cool, and I'll finish this up. They're chocolate chestnut, by the way. A friend of mine recently introduced me to chestnut, so I kind of had to run with it.
Stop it.
No, I refuse.
She pulls pies from the oven with oven mitts. She smiles.
You're amazing.
He meets her gaze.
I mean, you're an amazing chef. You're like a superhero with pies.
Oh, it's our song.
I said no one ever. I'm sorry, Jingle Bells cannot be our song.
What's wrong with Jingle Bells? It's a classic.
Yeah, for a third grade recital.
Fine. We wish you an improvement?
It's enough.
He dances with a spatula as a mic.
Oh, that was impressive. What is happening right now?
He twirls her.
What is...
He spins.
Okay. Oh, there's something. There's something I want to show you that I made. So these were the place cards my Christmas dinner when I was a kid, and I'm going to put them on all of the food tables.
This is adorable and so clever.
You know, I've got dozens of little ideas like this. You never know which one I'm going to pull out of my sleeve that day. So why don't you sugar those, and I will finish up with this.
Of course. Right.
She turns to the counter and picks up a sieve of sugar. She eyes him, smiling.
You know, you're really lucky.
How's that?
You know exactly what you want and how to go about getting it.
I just try to do what I love.
She doesn't look up.
What is it that you love, Darcy?
I love my job. I do. But it's not just about accounts. It's about the people behind the accounts that matter. You know, I'm just trying to get my colleagues to see it that way. I feel like we should use our resources to help everybody become financially secure. I mean, I know I can make a difference if they would let me.
You might not feel like you're making a difference, but you are in other ways.
They give each other a small smile. Nighttime, Darcy paces in a black dress, Carly on the bed.
Why do you keep checking your phone?
Oh, I'm just waiting for a client to call. Huh. You know what? I think I like the other one better. The boutique's gonna let me bring one back tomorrow. Oh, plus, they donated a gown for the silent auction.
You really got the community to step up. That's great. Yeah, this one's pretty, but I think I like the red better, too.
Yeah, and with it being Christmas, I feel like the red's more appropriate, right?
Plus, it looks great on you in case there's anyone you'd like to impress.
There is not. I don't know. The more I think about Carl, as great as he is, it's become very clear to me this week that I don't think I can get back with him. I need to move forward. And I need to be honest with him, but first I just have to get through this party unscathed.
Could it be one Luke Bennett that brought on this revelation?
What are you talking about?
Come on, I saw you two at Pemberley Carroll's.
What does it matter? I'm going back to New York after Christmas, and he has a business here.
Look, Darce, I'm going to be blunt.
Oh, is that a new thing for you? Really?
I have noticed a light in you this week. It's nice to see.
It's just because I'm with my family and, you know, the event and Christmas.
And Luke. Jim says he's noticed the same thing in his brother.
Yeah, because we're working, you know, on something together. We're working towards a common goal.
Darce, you can deny what's going on right under your nose, but I'm not going to.
How could it ever work? We live in two different cities.
Look, Darce, you haven't been happy for a while now. Maybe it's time to not only change up your business, but change your geography, too.
Daytime. Darcy comes down her parents' stairs, which are heavily decorated. The banner hangs in the entry.
And we've already removed all the furniture. Darce, this is Sally Bassman from the Pemberley League Board. She's just come here for a little walkthrough before the event tonight.
Well, I was just telling your mother, everything looks exquisite. You know, calling your family was one of the best decisions we could have made. Really, I think you've pulled this off beautifully.
Thank you, Sally. We've actually had a lot of outside help, too.
Hey, Darcy, have you heard from the service staff? I haven't seen any of the servers yet.
No, I haven't, but I'm sure they're on the way.
Everything okay, Luke?
Oh, yeah, of course. They're not even late yet. I was just wondering.
Sally, meet Luke Bennett. He's our caterer. He's actually helped plan the event from top to bottom, truly every single detail. And Sally Bassman's on the Pemberley League board.
It's very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Oh. There they are. Text from the staffing service. Servers are on their way.
Great. Sally's not only on the board, she's also one of the original investors in Dairy Leaf Ice Creamery.
I love that place.
Yes. The first time I tried it, I knew there was something special there. I have an instinct for these kinds of things.
Oh, wait until you taste Luke's food. It is incredible. He actually bought Metro Tavern, although the name is going to be changing soon. Huh. You know what, Mom? Why don't you bring her in the kitchen and have a little sample of tonight's menu?
Oh, I would love that. I'm starving.
Wonderful idea. Okay. Follow me, Sally.
See you soon.
All right, enjoy.
Luke puts his hands on hips.
Okay, what is going on? You said they just texted you.
Yeah, they did, but it was to say that they're not coming. Other than three people from my restaurant, we have no servers. Well, he apologized profusely, but said that they have us booked for tomorrow night.
Yeah, despite three emails from me all mentioning the date.
And there's really no one available at the last minute?
Saturday night, party season. Their people are all booked up.
Well, I'll never use them again.
I mean, we have a house full of people coming in an hour, and no one to pass hors d'oeuvres, no one to serve food.
Well, I worked my way through college as a cater waiter. I can help.
Monica, we're not going to let you be on your feet all night.
Oh, please. She still runs 3 miles every day. She can handle it. And I can mix a mean drink, so put me behind the bar.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Really, thank you. I know you wanted to enjoy the evening.
Darce, we're family. It's what we do.
We can ask Jim and Kaylee. I'm sure that they'd help out, too.
Okay, so that's 4 people, but we were expecting a lot more staff. I mean, who's going to man the food station? Who's going to serve? Hey, Beverly, come in.
Hey, Darcy. The kids are all here. We don't want to be in the way while you finish setting up, but they'd love to help if there's anything we can do.
Darcy narrows her eyes.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I hope so, because my idea is brilliant.
Workers haul tubs of food up the stairs and into the house. Darcy sits at a mirror doing next to her mother. Women fix their hair.
Oh, Luke said... He said the kids' choir costumes are perfect.
It's a great fix, Darcy. Honestly, even better than hired help.
It is, right? Because it's personal. You know, it means something. Which is why I wanted them here in the first place. I mean, I didn't expect to put them to work.
No, they're just excited to show their gratitude.
It's like it was meant to be.
Yeah, it does feel that way. Kind of feels like I'm part of something transformative. I want to do more.
Like what?
Just really want to work with people and not just be part of the bottom line. You know, I want to be of service.
I can't think of anything more wonderful at Christmas than being of service.
All right, we have to hurry up. This thing is happening. It's happening.
Evening. Guests enter the house under a glowing arch of lights and poinsettias over the door. Inside, the crowd of guests in suits and gowns mingle and chat holding drinks. Darcy comes to the landing in a red sleeveless dress with a diamond necklace and a gold clutch. Luke looks over his shoulder and sees her with wide eyes. Darcy sees Luke and beams. She descends the stairs. Luke waves his arms and greets her in his suit and bow tie.
I look like a penguin, don't I?
Not a penguin, more like James Bond.
Oh, well, I'll chuck that compliment, m'lady, and I'll raise you one.
Was that James Bond?
Yes, very much so. You look stunning.
Thank you.
Her eyelashes flutter.
So the kids are... They're doing great. Guests are mingling. We're playing in the food and drink. They're already starting to bid on the silent auction.
Good. It's almost time to unveil the trees.
I'll gather around the kids. You find Charlene?
Sounds good.
He moves away through the partygoers. Darcy peers across the room and spots the bald man, Mark, from her office.
Mark, what are you doing here? Listen, I've been calling you.
I was with my family at our cabin in the Poconos. I needed a few days to unplug. Imagine my surprise when I plugged back in.
Yes, I'm sorry about all the messages.
They weren't all yours. I called your assistant. She told me where I could find you. Now, integrity is crucial when I choose anyone to take care of any aspect of my finances or my businesses.
I feel the same exact way. Listen, whatever Austin may have said...
I don't believe a word of it. Anyone who would treat your partner that way? I don't care how many clients you have or how big or small they may be. You've done your job, and very well for me at that.
I'm so happy to hear you say that. I'm going to be selling them my share. We have a different vision, my partners and I, and I think this will be the best thing for all of us.
Well, then let me be clear. Wherever you go, I'm with you.
Thank you.
He pats her arm and continues into the room. She exhales and goes to find Luke.
We're ready.
Great. Looks like Sally Bassman is a fan.
Oh, no, you have no idea. She said that she wants to talk to me about my restaurant as soon as possible. Her words, not mine.
Look, that is incredible. I actually have some big news, too. It's kind of life-altering. It's a long story. As soon as we're done with this.
Okay.
Okay, good. Great. Good evening, everyone. My mother, Gloria Fitzwilliam, has asked me to speak, so... On behalf of the Pemberley League, thank you so much for being here tonight to celebrate this wonderful cause. You know, Christmas isn't just a day or a season. It's a state of mind. It's a time of giving, and that's something I'd like to hold on to throughout the year. When we see the tangible impact we have on others, how can we not be moved? So I'm very proud to introduce you to Beverly Jensen and the Pemberley Youth Center Choir. You may recognize them as our servers tonight. This was just a small way they wanted to say thank you.
They open curtains on the kids holding candles. The crowd smiles warmly and applauds.
That was so beautiful. So please eat, drink, dance, and enjoy the beautiful trees custom designed by local Pemberley interior decorator, Charlene Johansson.
Charlene waves.
And our live auction is set to begin in 1 hour.
Fabulous.
Pairs of guests dance, swinging and swaying to the live band. Luke speaks to a choir boy in a red vest.
You were great. Absolutely great. Thanks.
Hey.
Hey, the kids are a hit.
I know, happy accidents, right?
Yeah.
What are you two doing standing here while this beautiful Christmas music plays? Come on.
Shall we?
Sure.
She takes his hand and puts her other hand on his shoulder. They rock gently.
Tonight has been perfect.
It has.
This whole week, despite the stress and the mishaps, it's given me a lot of clarity.
About?
About what I want in my life. What really fills me up. Being with my family and seeing my brother and Monica take this next step. And I've made a big decision about something I want.
I'd love to hear it.
I'm excited.
There you are. Your mother's looking for you.
Oh. I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Carl pops up between them and follows Darcy away. Luke stares after her. Darcy and Carl go into the kitchen. She glances around.
Wait, where is my mom? You said she needed me.
I needed to talk to you. I tried to give you some space, Darce. There's so much I need to say.
Carl.
Please, just let me get this out. I wasn't born yesterday. I see the way you look at that Luke guy.
That's not what you think, is it?
Maybe. I don't know. But what I do know is that you and I fit, Darcy. We're cut from the same cloth. We work in the same field. We speak the same language. Even this Luke guy, sure, he's nice. He wouldn't be happy here. You're a New Yorker now. Your life is there. Your business is there.
Luke watches from afar. Carl takes her hand.
And I'm there. And we work. Let's go back to New York together, like it's supposed to be.
Luke frowns and walks away.
Carl, you are such a good man. But it's not right. We're not right. And yes, the optics look great, but it has to be more than just a good fit. It has to be love. And I don't think that's what you're feeling either.
We could have been good together.
We both deserve something more than just good. I want you to be happy. You know that, right?
And I want the same for you.
His mouth opens and closes. He drops her hands.
I think I'm going to go back to New York now.
She watches him walk away. He stops and looks back.
Merry Christmas, Darcy.
Merry Christmas, Carl.
She nods, tears in her eyes. He walks out and she casts her gaze down. Luke stalks over to Jim and Carly.
Hey, Jim. Can you keep an eye on things? I just need a minute.
You okay?
Yeah. Darcy just got back with her ex.
What?
Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes. She said that she'd made a big decision. I guess this was it.
No way. That is not possible. I need to go find her.
Carly pushes past him.
It's never gonna work anyway, right?
You're gonna be okay. You're on the verge of getting your dream. Eyes on the prize, Luke.
Yeah, you're right. I'm gonna get some air. I'll be back in a few.
He walks out. Darcy opens the door of her father's study. He stands by the fireplace.
Carl told you he's leaving?
He wanted to assure me that none of this would impact his job performance in any way.
Of course, he's a professional.
He is. And he will remain at the helm of my New York branch until I find someone up to par so I can finally retire. I know. It's not you.
He sits heavily. She smiles.
Dad, our family means everything to me. You know what? You've taught me everything I know. Not just in business, but in life. I don't know if I've ever thanked you for that.
No thanks necessary. You know, I think you got all of my strengths and none of my weaknesses.
She sinks into the chair opposite him.
So, what if we combine the best of both of us?
What are you saying?
Let's say I come on board. We have no investment minimums.
Done.
And I get to take on any client I want, big or small.
Absolutely.
And we help small businesses find funding they need. We'll consider it a sort of angel investment arm of the company.
I like that.
And
there's more.
We create the Fitzwilliam Foundation, dedicated to philanthropy in our community. We have fundraisers. We help people, just like the Pemberley League does.
You got a lot of demands, young lady.
And they're all reasonable.
And better than the last. You've got a deal.
I think we do. We're going to do great things together. I already secured a very big client tonight.
I always knew I'd get you back into my company. One way or the other.
Thanks, Dad.
I love you.
I love you.
They shake hands and hug tightly. Darcy weaves through the party to Parker and Monica.
Hi. Have you seen Luke? None of the staff have seen him.
No, but Carl just left a few minutes ago, looking pretty grim.
Yeah, it's over. For real this time.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Darcy. But there's so many fish in that sea of New York City.
Well, there's so many fish everywhere. You're gonna be fine.
Maybe even here. In Pemberley.
What? You're thinking about staying in Pemberley?
I have to go.
What just happened?
Okay, everyone, time for the tree auction.
Darcy goes outside and finds Jim and Carly.
Darcy.
Did
you get back together with Carl?
What? No. No, where did you hear that?
Luke, he saw you guys. He seemed pretty upset about it.
Oh, no. No, Carl and I did not get back together.
Luke is crazy about you, Darce. It's so obvious.
Wait, where is he?
Nobody seems to know. He said he was going to get some air, so we came out to look for him.
But we can't find him anywhere.
He wouldn't just leave, would he?
He would never walk out on a job.
Jim holds up his phone.
Straight to voicemail.
Okay, can you guys please keep looking out here? I'm gonna look inside. I have to find him. I have to tell him.
Tell him what?
That I'm crazy about him, too.
And I have an opening bid of $1,700. I have $1,700 looking for $1,750. $1,750. Come on, folks, look at this. It's a Colorado blue...
Darcy approaches her mom at the auction.
$1,750, looking for $1,800. Everything okay,
Darcy? Yes, yeah, no, everything's perfect. I'm loving these high bids.
Oh, it's
good. Darcy's eyes dart around the room. She meets Jim and Carly in the entryway.
I've looked everywhere.
He's not calling back either.
No, I have to find him and bring him back here.
You want me to go?
No, it should be me.
Take my car. Hurry back. We'll cover for you while you're gone.
Okay, thank you.
She takes Jim's keys and goes outside. She stands under the arch strung with lights and flowers over the front door.
Where are you going?
She looks right. Luke shrugs.
Can't leave your own party.
Where have you been? We've all been looking for you.
Talking with Sally Bassman by her car.
He saunters closer.
Ran into her outside and offered to walk her over to her driver.
And she wanted to talk about the restaurant. About investing.
That's great news.
Yeah, looks like we've both had a pretty monumental night.
No. I mean, yes, it's been great, but it hasn't been monumental in the way you think.
His brow furrows.
You didn't get back together with Carl?
No. How could I when... How could I when my heart belongs to someone else? Someone who's fun and kind and generous and makes me laugh and has shown me what it is to actually be a part of a team.
You forgot handsome.
Oh, yes, incredibly, incredibly handsome.
Okay, so now that I know the news wasn't about Carl.
No, it wasn't. The news is, I'm selling my shares and I'm staying in Pemberley. Yeah, I'm gonna work with my dad, but on my terms.
That sounds like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think in Pemberley, I think I found the best of all worlds.
He grins at her. She looks up. Mistletoe hangs on the arch.
Look at that. You're up. I hope you're prepared.
Darcy, I'm...
Come on.
Totally prepared. In ancient Roman times, enemies at war would reconcile their differences underneath the mistletoe so they...
She kisses him passionately, cupping his hands with her face.
I didn't really want to hear the whole explanation. It's just a good tradition.
They kiss and she throws her arms around his neck. He holds her. Snow falls gently. The lights on the house gleam around them.